Short-term vacation rentals in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and four other Panhandle counties were allowed to reopen Tuesday with some restrictions after weeks of being shut down as part of Governor Ron DeSantis' response to the coronavirus pandemic. The reversal in the governor's full phase one of reopening Florida comes as the busy tourist season cranks up.
The county put forward that plan. State approved it. So that's what's going to be happening at this particular time. But these are reasons why we continue to just stay looking at the numbers.
Speaking Wednesday on Facebook, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson said the city would be a team player and follow what was approved for Escambia County for such rentals.
At this particular time, we are part of Escambia County. We're going to be a team player. It's all about being, you know, we talked about before, how do we work together and how do we create that port? From that standpoint, we're going to work with our counterparts in Escambia County, and we've told them we would have one ordinance for the countywide, and we would comply with that.
With phase one nearing completion, can phase two be far away? The mayor says look for that on or around June 1st.
If we didn't have any setbacks, I think you're going to see us move into a phase two here probably that last weekend of May, 1st of June. We successfully will have been able to incorporate most of phase one, if not all of it, by the end of the month. And I think hopefully we'll be ready to go phase two, June 1.
We are one of several organizations contacted by the county administrator. We're forwarding information. We've been talking with our peers in other counties trying to find a unified message.
That's Darren Schaefer, Visit Pensacola's new president and CEO. He says in developing the plan, they received little, if any, direction from the state, but that in turn enabled them to customize plans county by county with some common threads, such as cleaning protocols.
We shared kind of a national standard through the Vacation Rental Management Association that would apply across the entire nation, and that would allow vacation rental management companies to look at those standards and apply it to their cleaning procedures as needed.
Some other restrictions in the plan deal with reservations from residents of states with COVID-19 rates at less than 700 cases per 100,000 population as of May 15th.
So that allows all of our neighboring states or drive to markets to be able to come to Pensacola. However, right now that excludes New York and some of the Northern East Coast states that have much higher incidence. And right now it still currently excludes Louisiana.
The Pelican State just misses out with a current rate of about 740 COVID cases per 100,000. Out-of-country visitors are also barred for now, including those from Mexico and snowbird-rich Canada. Health and safety, says Schaefer, topped the agenda.
You know, we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable when they're coming to Pensacola. So whether it's any of our traditional lodging, hotels and motels, or short-term vacation rentals, that they understand that our priority is providing a safe and clean environment for them.
Schaefer, who came aboard Visit Pensacola about a month ago, says the future of the 2020 summer season hinges in large part on the ability to hold scheduled events.
It's our hope by July that the restrictions as far as people together in different group sizes will be eased so that some of our July events will be able to go as scheduled. That's our hope, that we keep moving forward in a positive fashion. We don't take a step backwards, because meetings and conferences, you know, that's a big part of business travel, and that's something that really isn't an option at this point.
There's hope that lodging can rebound post-coronavirus and renew growth later this summer, but Schaefer cautions the pandemic may cause things to rebound slower than desired.
It's going to be a while for some of the things that have traditionally been held to return to normal, and we may be a year out from some of those items. Whether you talk to the Bay Center or some of our other event venues, that's 6 months to a year to rebook some of those concerts and events.
State Representative Alex Andrade, who represents parts of Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, says reopening vacation rentals will allow the area to recover faster because the region depends on tourism to survive the rest of the year. More information, including updates on what's going on where, can be found at visitpensacola.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.